Okay, so there's a lot of female-fronted rock bands out there currently touring. What do you think makes you different from them?
I think our work ethic, we've been working really hard over the last few years, and we've put in the time, we've put in, the dedication, and we're a road band. We've been on the road since basically we started, and I feel like a lot of bands, especially female-fronted, well, people get the wrong idea that, like, if you're in a female-fronted band, you just, like, automatically, like, have people, come to your shows because you have a girl fronting your band, but it's not like that at all. And especially for us, like, we put in the hard work, and I think that sets us apart. And I think people see that when they see our band and see our show. And also we run like a full white show. We try to bring like the show aspect to our shows instead of, just like getting up there and playing our songs that are on the CD. We do a full white show, and we try to make it more of like, a real like performance. So I think that sets us apart also.
Okay, how did you guys get started? I know you're based out of Long Island, which is awesome, but
Are you from New York?
yes,
You
I'm
have an
from
accent like you are.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, I was gonna say, I could tell that accent
Yeah,
anyway.
born and raised. So, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So, how did you guys get started?
We my guitarist Tim and our former drummer James were just like jamming together. They didn't have a name, just writing some songs a few years back, and they started like just putting ads up. That was before like Craigslist and everything was like really, where you could find like members that way. Like they were just putting stuff up in like guitar centers and like stuff like that, trying to find a singer. They had an idea that they wanted a female singer, but they weren't, they were kind of looking at other options as well. So they went to look to move into like a basement apartment in the house that's across the street from my house. My neighbor was renting out his basement, and they were like checking it out to live there. And my neighbor said that I sang, that I lived across the street, and I was a singer. And they're like, "Oh, we're kind of looking for a female singer for our band." And they gave me Tim's number, and we met up. And I was like, "I don't know if this is for me." And then like a month later, he called me again, and I went down again. And that's the history of it.
Well,
It was love at second sight, I guess.
why didn't you think it was for you right away, if you don't mind me
Well,
asking?
okay, so yeah, so I so the first time I met them, I was gonna go audition, but it wasn't like a, it was kind of like a sit down, like a talk, like not like a I wasn't like auditioning, like singing for them. So we went to a restaurant and just sat down, told them a little bit about myself, whatever. And then we went back to his house that he lived in at the time, and another one of the band members was there, and they had this huge dog. And I walked in, and the dog was attacked, but like friendly. But I'm only 5 feet tall, so the dog, like on its hind legs, was like taller than me, and scratched my eye. And like I was literally like, felt like my eye was bleeding. Like I didn't even know what was going on, and I was freaking out. But I wanted to like play it cool, So I was like trying to like not like cry. So I'm like, I'm trying to play it cool the whole time. And he drops me back off at my house, and I went inside. And I said to my mom, "Well, I'm never going back, like ever. This is just like it was just like one of those things. I felt like I started off on the wrong foot, and I'm like, I'm never ever going back there again." And then like a month later, Tim went away somewhere for a while, and he came back and he called me, and I'm like, "All right, I'll give this a second try." And then it's all history from there. I don't think I've ever told that story before. This is the first time.
Well, then I'm very happy that you told it now. So, when did you start singing?
I've been singing my whole life. I guess I started like, I started doing theater and stuff like that when I was like six. I did musical theater up until a couple of years ago. I did Annie, and I did The Sound of Music and all that fun stuff. I did that growing up. And I mean, I was always singing, dancing, acting, doing shows. And I didn't start singing like, well, actually, this is my first band. This is the first band I've ever been in. And So yeah, I didn't start like doing that till a little bit later. You know, a lot of people start like in high school. I didn't start till a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And middle school, you know, they start with their first band. So yeah, this is my first band. So it's been a real big learning experience, and I feel like it's my baby. You know, like there's no options of like, oh, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'll join another band. Like this is it. This is my thing.
Okay. Okay, I just want to say, for the record, that, like, I absolutely adore your voice. I think you're, like, you've got a little Hayley Williams from Paramore in you, but with more, like, punk, if that makes sense. And,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know, there's just something about your voice, like, especially, you know, like I was saying before, Figure Out a Way, Ghost, Reaction. I mean, there's just something totally charming and charismatic about your voice, like, How did you come about singing that way? Is that like just your natural voice? Are you kind of playing with it? Just explain that to us.
That's a really good question. I've never been asked that before. I don't really, like, when I first started singing in Blame Shift, like, I did theater my whole life. So, like, my voice was always very, like show tunes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, well, I clearly can't sing like that in a rock band. So, and then I always listened to rock music, and I always sang for fun, you know? Like, but I never did it just on a stage for people or wrote my own music in that genre before this band. And I think it's like, if you listen to our, like, older stuff, like our older first demos and stuff like that, it was definitely like a learning curve for me. Like, I kind of found my voice, like, at the beginning of our band, like we kind of were flip flopping on like what direction we wanted to go in, because mm-hmm. you know, anytime you bring together like musicians, like they're going to come from different areas. Like our drummer at the time was like grew up in the hardcore scene in Long Island, you know, and like he wanted to take our band more like metal, like heavier, you know, and then like our guitarist was more of a punk guy, and then I came from like a more of like a pop kind of background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we started off like being like kind of heavier, and it never really set right with me. Like I never felt like that was my comfort zone, and I think just over time we just like finally found our sound. And I think once we got comfortable with like playing the music we were supposed to be playing, you know, that we felt comfortable playing, is when I could like grow into like my voice kind of thing. So
okay.
It definitely was like a process. Like I didn't like particularly feel like I'm gonna sing this way. It's definitely like just the way I sing, but it's grown over time. So
okay. So what do you think is the difference between the Black Rose EP and the Blame Shift EP?
A whole lot. first of all, we hooked up with a new producer on the Black Rose EP. His name is Eric Vaughn. He has a studio in Hollywood, and that was probably one of the best things that happened to us in our entire career so far, is meeting him. He really changed our band and helped mold us and led us in a different direction, the direction that we wanted to go, and we just didn't exactly know how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
He is just the kind of producer that we always wanted. He's very hands-on. He was very supportive. And he knew what we wanted and knew how to get it and like to get us there. And he was just like the best thing that ever happened to us. And we feel like just being in his studio, being in Hollywood and being all together and having the good vibe just helped us create the music that you heard on the Black Rose. And with the Blame Shift, the self-titled EP, we actually, we recorded that in Long Island. So it was the kind of thing where, like, you know, we went to the studio and then we went home at night. And it just doesn't create as good of a vibe
mm-hmm.
for us, you know, listening. I mean, for an average listener, like, you know, I'm not sure that people can tell, but it's just a lot more like TLC went into our Black Rose EP. And we feel it, and I think that other people connected to it a little bit better, too, so...
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about Figure Out a Way. What was the creative process for that, and how did the lyrics all come about?
Well, it's funny because our producer Eric like really helped. Like we consider him like a fifth member. You know, he was very like, oh, I don't think that works. Or just, you know, he'll tell us, like, if we write a chorus and if he doesn't like it, he'll be like, that doesn't work. Let's work on something else. You know, we never had a producer that did that before, but on Figure Out a Way, he didn't change one thing. Like, that was the song that we came in there with, and he's like, this is just right the way it is. So it's really funny, like, that that's the song that you picked, because we wrote that from the beginning to end, and exactly how we wrote it is how we recorded it, we're really proud of that, too. But we recorded it almost a year and a half ago, so I'm trying to get back to that place. But it's basically about, like, a love that's lost, that you're trying to get back to, like, that place where you know, when you first connect with someone and like a first love kind of thing, and trying to get back to that, like, raw place when you just start a relationship, and, you know, things go wrong, just trying to go back to where you were when it started. So it was about a relationship that I was in previously, and we had the song written, lyrics and everything, before we even went out to LA. Like, that was, like, kind of a song that was deep to me, and so we didn't change too much about it. But yeah, so I mean, it's every song has, like, its personal feel, and then you have to try to, like, convey it where other people can take it and, like, put it into their lives, and it still means something to them, even though it's personal to you. So that's the challenge we have as songwriters. But
okay,
I'm glad that you connected to it.
If you don't mind me asking, does the person that, you know, you wrote the song for know that it's about them?
Probably not, because I don't think that they probably have even heard the song. So, it was like an experience that I had that I wrote about a couple of years later. So,
okay.
You know, you have to dig deep when you're writing songs and things that have affected you, not just presently, but things in the past. It's like kind of the whole point is, like, just going through things that have happened in your life, and because not everything's happening presently, but you've been, you know,
yeah.
As a people, we've been through a lot of things in our past, and but I don't think that person has any clue.
Okay.
He might. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm going to go ahead and say I don't think he does.
Okay. All right, you guys are touring, you know, all over the country. You're gearing up for that tour with Evelove. How are you feeling going into all of this? I mean, you guys have come a long way in a relatively short time. How do you guys feel?
We're really excited. We've known Evelove for a little while now. They're awesome. Just, like, a really hard-working band. Like, we've toured with a bunch of bands in the past, and the problem that we find with bands on our level is that they don't really get it. Like, touring is, like, the most unglamorous thing that you can do. Like, it is not what people think it is, you know. It's a lot of work, and it's, you know, it's grueling, and not all bands get it. Like, they think they do, and they get out on the road, they're all excited, and then one show falls through, or something happens, the bus breaks down, or whatever, and it's, like, the end of the world, they pack up, and they go home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, really exciting to know that we're going to be with a band that's like they've been through it. They know how it is to be on the road. They are not, you know, like, Lucy is, like, a lunatic, crazy, like, she's always doing business. Like, her and Tim's, like, the business guy of our band, and she, I guess, is the businesswoman of her band, which is really cool. I give her a lot of props for that. But, her and Tim are 24/7 on the phone talking about everything business-wise for the tour, and, like, she's just on top of her stuff, and that's really, like, exciting for me, because I know that they're not going to get on the road and have, like, something happen and be like, oh, we're going home, you know? I mean, on their last tour, I think their van broke down, and they ended up going in the van with one of the other bands that they were on tour with. So, like, they know how it is, and that's what we're all about, because, like, we don't like being on the road with a band where we have to, like, baby them, because
mm-hmm.
it's hard enough being on the road. So, yeah, I mean, we just can't wait, because they're on the same level as us. Like, they're hardworking, they're ready to do this, and So it's going to be an awesome tour. We can't wait.
Okay, last question. Let's just say someone's on iTunes and they're kind of like searching around. They're looking for something new and they come across Blame Shift. Why should they download? Why should they click that mouse?
Because, I mean, just like I said from the beginning, like, we're dedicated and we are a band that's, we're going to have longevity. We're not just trying to, like, fit into a pigeonhole or just trying to do what's popular right now. We're looking at the long term to be in music as a career, not just, you know, just as like a fat, you know, band that comes and does, you know, it's a really big song that shows for a year and then disappears because their music just doesn't appeal on a larger scale. Like, we're looking to be that band that's long term, that's here, and that changes with the times, but doesn't, you know, just try to fit into certain trends. And we put in the hard work, and we're just ready for this thing to grow and for people to start spreading it. I mean, already our fan base is so just unbelievable. Like, the things that they've done for us is we could never do it without them. And it's all about them. We wouldn't be anything without our fans. So the more people that click that link and like our band and buy our music, the more that we can just keep on doing what we do.